standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome. It is Tuesday, June the 12th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The Tuesday Bob Chapman special is a certified MS-61. $10 Liberty, $399. It's an amazing price, as Bob Chapman attested to. If you want to get a free subscription to the International Forecaster, a purchase of 10 or more will get you that $129.95 value. But if you want to buy 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, that's fine. It's just that you won't get the International Forecaster, which is unfortunate because it is very valuable information. And we'll get into, well, today was one of those days where frustration for a talk show host, just because of the vast array of stories that we could do. And I'll explain that to you in a little bit. But first, let's catch up with the financial markets for the day. Dow closed down 129 points at 13,295. NASDAQ off 22 at 2,549. S&P down 16 at 1,493. According to the talking heads, Wall Street plunged Tuesday as investors driving the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 130 points grappled with the seemingly relentless rise in bond yields. Well, that is true to a point, but also at the same time, the investors were dealing with the with the bond yields rising. Alan Greenspan threw a spanner in the wrench, and he said that when he was talking to some people who were concerned about, well, you know, China's got $1 trillion of U.S. debt. What happens if they dump it on the market? Alan Greenspan says, don't worry, China's not going to dump that money on the market. Because why? Because nobody will buy U.S. government securities from the Chinese. Oh, my. He went on to reinforce the wigginess by saying that the global liquidity boom, which he traced back to the end of the Cold War, could not go on forever. Enjoy it while it lasts, he said. Now, a private sector consultant following more than 18 years at the U.S. Central Bank, Greenspan reiterated his prediction that China's latest growth spurt had gone too far, too fast. Yes, there are signs, my friends. There are little flags fluttering in the breeze. Just depends on whether you notice them or not. We'll be back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Tuesday. Quick check of how the metals fared today. Pretty much everything was in the red today. The only green sign across the board was the U.S. dollar. Gold closed down $6.30, ended the day at $650 even. Silver off 22 cents at $13.11. Platinum off a buck at $1,298. Palladium off a buck as well at $374. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $2.20 at $647.80, silver off 6 cents at $13.05, platinum off $2 at $1,296, palladium off $2 at $3.72, crude oil off by 18 cents, closing the day at $65.17 a barrel, and as I said, the only green sign across the board was the U.S. dollar, higher by 18 basis points at 82.89, thanks in large part to, obviously, the concerns that the Federal Reserve will not be cutting rates anytime soon, but more than likely will be raising rates. Economic data out tomorrow. Well, you know, besides all the bad news today, there was a little report out by Realty Track, which showed that there was a 90% rise in foreclosure filings in May compared to a year ago. Ooh, that number can't get any better with interest rates rising. Tomorrow brings import and export prices for May. Retail sales for May are expected at 0.6%. Excluding autos, sales are expected to come in at about 0.7%. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, business inventories report for April expected to come in at 0.3%. And at 2 p.m. is the release of the Fed's beige book. Ooh, and Paulson testifies before the House tomorrow to try and explain the currency conundrum. Now, as I said at the start of the show, today, for a talk show host, this is a tough day. Let me run down the stories that you can find posted on RepublicTradingGroup.com this morning. The top story, obviously, is the Greenspan statement that don't worry about the Chinese dumping treasuries because nobody's going to buy them. Couple of stories about gold. Why the big money in gold shares still lies ahead. Peter Gangridge of the Gangridge newsletter is very bullish on gold, and he declares the U.S. dollar is dead. We have a report out of Australia, which talks about Stephen Roach, he of Morgan Stanley, and his predictions of late, and then uses his analysis to explain why the dollar will collapse. A very interesting story follows that one. Is Dick Cheney betting on the dollar's demise? It says, wouldn't you like to know where Dick Cheney puts his money? Then you'd know whether his deficits don't matter claim is just baloney or not. Well, as it turns out, Kiplinger magazine ran an article based on Cheney's financial disclosure statement, and sure enough, found out that the VP is lying to the American people for the umpteenth time. Deficits do matter, and Cheney's portfolio reflects he doesn't have any faith in the U.S. dollar. What other stories? Well, there's a good story from our friends at Ludwig von Mises, explaining how government produces nothing, ever. The only critique I have of that particular article is there's one area where the government does do something and actually produces a product, and believe it or not, is the only agency that actually makes money, and that is the U.S. Mint. That story is followed by, something we're going to get into, by Dan Nelson. He said, I found an Amero in my pocket. Are Ameros already here and we don't know it? Well, we'll let you make the call. Also today, it was announced, I watched this debate on the House floor, H.R. 2358. It's going to require the Secretary of the Treasury to mint and issue coins in commemoration of Native Americans and the important contributions made by the Indian tribes. Yeah, we stole your land, and here's a worthless coin. Geronimo's in the news. Geronimo's family is calling on Bush to help return his skeleton, the great-great-grandson of the Apache leader Geronimo. Has appealed to the big chief in the White House to help recover the remains of his famous relative, purportedly stolen more than 90 years ago by a group of students, including the president's grandfather. The story that members of Yale University Secret Skull and Bone Society took the remains, including the skull and femur. Yes, yes, yes. Murray Dobbin out of Vancouver, giving us another side of what to expect with the North American Union. He's got an article entitled Deep Integration. It comes out of the shadows. Can you understand? We haven't even got through a third of the stories I have up on this website today. Mind-boggling. Thomas Woods has a great article entitled The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution. We have a story by Nathan Birchfield, Repeal the Second Amendment. Yes, there are folks who are working to repeal the Second Amendment in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's because they're killing us for our freedoms. Might as well take all our freedoms away, then they won't kill us. Got a story about, as we speculated yesterday, Representative Carolyn McCarthy is working with the NRA to put together a gun control bill. Isn't that special? Nick Brady talks about, there's another country out there that is friendly towards firearms, and they haven't had any problems, and Osama bin Laden hasn't attacked them for their freedoms, but there's a lot of freedoms in a country called Switzerland. Why? Because everybody has an FN 7.62 in their garage. Couple of stories by Bill Bonner. Usually speaks about financial matters, but now he speculates... Ron Paul for president? Does he have a chance? Bill Bonner seems to think he does. There's a great video up there produced by the folks called Ron Paul Nation that you can take a look at. And then Monica Benderman, if you remember, her husband ran into a problem with his military service. She has a great article entitled Fighting Back. And she quotes Thomas Paine. It's always apropos to quote Thomas Paine. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of men and women. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the most glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. Got another story from our friends at Tucky from Great Britain. Simple article entitled The Death of American Empire. Ralph Renland reports that Brent Scowcroft vindicated Congress and White House shamed. He's talking about the 90-page classified national intelligence estimate that predicted pretty much right down the line what was going to happen in the Middle East. Everybody denies they ever saw it, but apparently it was handed out to everybody. William Norman Gregg talks about CIA and the terrorist plot. It's that whole New York thing, it's just too bizarre to even figure out. And by the way, while the CIA and the FBI is running around the country looking for boogeymen under every bush, they do it in style. You see, you got to understand, these guys do it in style. Yes, Mr. Mueller of the FBI flies around in a Gulfstream jet at a cost of $3.6 million. But they want another $40 million to keep it flying. Well, he is, after all, director of the FBI. Important man, has to go places, find boogeymen. So let's do it in style. I wonder if they have an open bar on that plane. FBI, speaking of which, today warned universities to watch out for spies. I said to myself when I saw this, isn't that a little too late? Shouldn't you have been giving this warning like 30 years ago? After all, universities are little puppy mills of socialism. And then who are these people going to... this confuses me. If communism, well, you see, the president today was unveiling I guess there's a monument now in Washington, D.C., to those who died due to the hands of communists, which I found rather interesting. But all these anarchists, these people that are delusional, that's the only word you can use for them, who are the tenured professors, the gray-haired 60s hippies, these are the spies we should be reporting. So is the FBI telling the faculty to watch out for spies and actually talking to the spy? It's very confusing. And we haven't even gone through half of the stories yet. Stay tuned, there's a lot more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Oh yes, oh yes, it certainly has gone crazy. Special agent in charge Warren Bamford said that he met recently with officials at Harvard University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Massachusetts and other schools to train professors, students, and security staff in how to recognize those who may try to exploit research. No kidding. As I said, a little too late. China's got most of that research already. To follow up, Keith Olbermann the other night did a montage, if you will, of all the political events that happened prior to, obviously, a security warning of imminent terrorist attack. It is about a 10-minute video, and he, as I said, it's a great, whether you like Olbermann's politics or not. We understand he's a liberal, so you know where he's coming from. But that doesn't detract from this particular video. Also another video for your enjoyment called Endgame, What Led Bush to Risk the Iraqi Surge Strategy. It says, amid revelations about faulty pre-war intelligence and scandals surrounding the indictment of the vice president's chief of staff and presidential advisor, Louis Guderlibi, Frontline, granted PBS, also liberal, goes behind the headlines to investigate the internal war that was waged between the intelligence community and Richard Bruce Cheney, the most powerful vice president in the nation's history, who, let's remind you once again, is backing against the dollar. Justin Nicholas talks about the license plate wars. A little interesting event happened while they were bicycling around JFK Airport. Kind of puts a little, well, it puts doubt into the FBI statement about the alleged plot. Joseph Galloway talks about the politics of fear. He has an article entitled Bush Mantra, Be Afraid, Be Very, Very Afraid. Yes, that's a fact. A Christian Science Monitor had a story this morning saying that the U.S. signals permanent stay in Iraq. Forget the 50-year stay, we're going to be there forever. The gambit to link Iran to the Taliban backfires, a report by Garth Port out of Washington. A media campaign portraying Iran as supplying arms to the Taliban fighting the U.S. and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization forces in Afghanistan, orchestrated by advocates in the U.S. administration of a more confrontational stance towards Iran, appears to have backfired. No kidding. I'm shocked. Got a couple of stories about Bush in Albania. The adoring masses would like something in return. Apparently, they got it. There's a story out there. We have photographs. Bush hand-gliding with the crowd. 1 minute he's got a watch, next minute he doesn't have a watch. Did the watch get stolen? According to Tony Snow, president's press secretary, he put the watch in his pocket before he went glad-handling. Does that mean that the president didn't really trust the Albanians? Well, they, after all, they're Muslims. Why should he trust them? Another story out of Belgrade. Serbia is disgusted with U.S. Kosovo policy. We went over that yesterday. Another story saying that the U.S. military is now arming Sunni dissidents in a risky bid to contain al-Qaeda fighters in Iraq. Abinajad aims for a big hit with his works and opinions. Yes, we have some news on Iran. He has provoked the West's fury with his call for Israel's elimination, dismissal of the Holocaust as a myth, and strident advocacy of Iran's nuclear rights. Now, Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, has ordered his fiery polemics to be saved for prosperity in preparation for a commercial publication. Yes, he's into the book thing, like everybody else. Look, if you're out there and you have the world as your stage, yeah, it's obvious. Write a book, make some bucks. Paul Findlay, some of you may not know who Paul Findlay is. Well, Paul Findlay used to be a congressman, and he wrote a book. Paul Findlay was a U.S. representative from Illinois, notice the past tense, from 1961 to 1983. He lives in Jacksonville, Illinois. He's the author of five books, including the Washington Post 7-week bestseller, They Dare Speak Out. Yes, it's a book about the Israeli lobby.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Never catch the Midnight Rider. Paul Findlay wrote an article in the Turkish Weekly entitled The Consequences of America's Subservience to Israel. He says, in the greatest service of his long public life, former President Jimmy Carter warns of the grave consequences of America's phenomenal subservience to Israel. In his latest book and recent lectures, he focuses on how Israelis' cruel occupation, made possible by massive unconditional U.S. support, has subjected the Palestinian people to terrible suffering for 40 long years. Needless to say, this didn't go over too well with the folks at the ADL. The ADL immediately fired off a letter to the editor saying, Paul Findlay's reckless attempt to blame Israel and its supporters for 9/11, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, controlling American foreign policy, stifling debate in this country, and other myriad ills reveals his obsessive need to demonize Israel at all costs. Yeah, but he's right. It's so bizarre. Jay Crystal has an article, says, well, why you shouldn't pay attention to the claims that Israel attacked the U.S. liberty deliberately. I just put that as a counterpoint. Also, Norman Finkelstein, who was at DePaul University, has now been denied tenureship thanks to Alan Dershowitz. One of the most rancorous disputes in American academia has ended with a prominent political scientist and controversial who has controversial views on Israel and anti-Semitism has been denied tenure at one of the country's top 10 private universities. Norman Finkelstein, author of The Holocaust Industry, which it is, it's an industry, it's a very big industry, now has less than a year remaining on his contract with the political science department of DePaul University in Chicago. He lost his bid for a lifelong post after a 4-3 vote of the promotions of the tenure board. The decision came at the end of several months of wrangling, both within the Catholic University and within the wider academic and Jewish communities in the U.S. Yuri Avnery, yes, he be Jewish, has an article entitled The Right of Occupation. Aluf Ben has a story saying Bush to suggest new ideas for Israeli-Palestinian agreement. you ever wonder why none of these peace agreements have ever worked out, why there is not peace in the Middle East? Because of a simple reason. Nobody wants to address the issue of Zionism. You see, they always say Ahbinijad wants to destroy Israel, and he doesn't want to destroy Israel. That's the media spin, as he has often said. His intention is to drive the Zionists out of the Middle East. He doesn't have anything against Jews. Believe it or not, there are Jews in Iran, and they're very happy. A U.S. airstrike mistakenly kills Afghan police. That's going a long way to forging our foreign policy respect. CIA is now recruiting Sudanese to infiltrate Arab Jihad groups. So all of a sudden, Sudan is our best buddy. Why? Because they're spying on Iraq. A couple of stories about what's going on in Somalia. Not that many people pay attention to it. Got a story about Blackwater, the world's most powerful mercenary army. There are connections there if you want to make them, and they are illustrated in the article about executive outcomes. Executive outcomes was born, and the world condemned them when they came about because they were mercenaries. Executive outcomes formed in South Africa. With former special forces from the various branches of South African military. After they completed their service, they became mercenaries. Their first successful venture was in Sierra Leone, where they actually brought stability to the country, but then they were ordered to leave, and then Sierra Leone is a basket case as we speak. There's a video, if you care to watch it, actually a music video, The Plight of Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. Yeah, funny, the president, although today he was at the memorial talking about how communists were killing people all over there. This memorial is just so we can do something about these despots and these dictators. Wonder why America hasn't done anything about Robert Mugabe. Well, maybe one day when he announces that he's got the bomb, he may do that. But now back, as I said, this is just a list of today's stories. I mean, sometimes it's almost virtually impossible to keep track of all the stuff that's going on at the same time. But what the bottom line is, what is going to affect you? And the most important thing that's going to affect you, my friends, is that stuff that's in your little billfold. Yes. Let's talk about the article by Dan Nelson, which I found fascinating, entitled, I Found an Amero in My Pocket. He says, he quotes the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which states, an act to provide for the establishment of Federal Reserve banks to furnish an elastic currency to afford means of rediscounting commercial paper to establish a more effective supervision of banking in the United States and for other purposes. Now, that's very interesting, especially the term elastic currency. Dan goes on to say, I'd like to focus on the phrase to furnish an elastic currency. If you take a rubber band and slowly stretch it to the point where it's about to break and then let it go, it'll spring back to its original shape. When America began using our current form of currency, the penny, the nickel, the dime, the quarter, and the dollar, the penny was like an unstretched rubber band. In the beginning, the penny had value. Although it was the minimum value of the American currency, you could still put a few of them together and purchase gas or food. Over time, inflation has stretched the value of that penny to the point where today it's not only worth less, but it actually costs more than 1 cent to make a new penny. In the last few years, that stretched rubber band has been released and the dollar has become the new value of that unstretched rubber band. The dollar is now America's minimum value of currency. You and I may not remember what it was like to pay 5 cents a gallon for gas, but by the end of the summer, we'll find out what it feels like to pay $5 a gallon for gas. Now, how does this idea of the dollar being America's minimum value of currency manifest itself into the Amero? By the issuance of the $1 presidential gold coins, and they're not gold, they just call them gold to fool the sheep, the program began on January the 1st, 2007, and is similar to the state quarter program in that it will not end until every eligible subject is honored. The program will issue coins featuring each of the four presidents per year on the obverse, issuing one of the 3 months before moving on to the next president in chronological order by term in office. The U.S. Mint calls it the Presidential $1 Coin Program. And according to the U.S. Mint, the preliminary production number for the Washington $1 gold coin to be issued will be 340,360,000. Now, I always say it's tough doing numbers on radio, but bear with me. Now, if we take that figure and multiply it by four presidents per year until we reach our 38th president, which is Gerald Ford, because they're only issuing coins for presidents who have died, the total number of $1 gold coins to be issued by the middle of 2016 will be, you ready for this one? 12,253,640,720. But that's not all. Also beginning this year, they will issue First Spouse a $10 gold coin and a $50 bullion coin reproducing the 1913 Buffalo nickel. Now just think of what it will be like to have 10 coins in your pocket with a value equaling $100. This will totally change the way Americans perceive the value of the dollar. Now, we have to look at the coins themselves to see how they can be integrated with coinage from, say, Canada and Mexico. Under the proposed plan, banknotes and coins of the currency, tentatively called the Amero, will have Amero symbols on one side and national emblems on the other to preserve important symbols of national identity. What many Americans don't know is that the dollar sign is used for both the dollar and the peso. This is significant for the following reason. The old American currency spelled out the value of the coin, such as 1 cent, 5 cents, one dime, quarter dollar, $1. The new gold coins do not say the word dollar on them anywhere. The only thing they have is a symbol. They also have national symbols, George Washington, Statue of Liberty. We now have to be on the lookout for Mexican or Canadian $1 gold coins featuring symbols from those nations. My friends, and I said I wasn't going to say that ever again, but the facts are the facts. And you have to be stupid and blind not to see what is coming down the pike here. I haven't seen such a hardcore press by this administration to push through the amnesty bill, and it was a full court press today, and it's going to happen. It's going to pass. Unlike the other so-called conservative talk show hosts on the alleged mainstream media out there, who seem to think that that it's just an amnesty bill. I mean, this is how dumb these people are. Like Sean Hannity, who, by the way, thinks Rudy Giuliani is a cat's meow. So does Michael Medved. It kind of shows you what credentials these people have as conservatives. But anyway, they are dealing. They don't even because they don't want to believe. Especially Michael Medved. He doesn't want to accept the fact that there's a North American Union. It's in the immigration bill. All he's got to do is read it to see whether it's real or Memorex. It's there. That immigration bill is more to do about the amalgamation, if you will, of the North American Union. That is the reason there's a hardcore press going on this thing as we speak. And yes, Republicans will cave in. There's a whole bunch of Republicans that are running for office in 08, and they've got to come to a decision. 70% of the Democrats support this amnesty bill, and 70% of Republicans don't support the amnesty bill. So, as Senator Reid said to Bush today, you are going to have to produce on your side. And guess what? He will. He will produce enough Republicans to get this vote. Because, Senator Reid, as soon as you hear the announcement made by Senator Reid that the debate on the immigration bill is going ahead, it's because of one simple fact, that George Bush called Senator Reid and told him, okay, I have 20 Republicans that are going to switch their vote, which will give you the 60 votes that you need on cloture, and then send it off to the House. It's a done deal. I mean, it's because this is the bigger thing. This is part of I even hate using the term New World Order, because everybody's got a New World Order. Even Boris Yeltsin, Vladimir Putin, is trying to create his own New World Order over there. And guess what? He has a better shot than the United States, because unlike the United States, Russia is not bankrupt. It used to be bankrupt a decade ago. We used to refer to the Russian currency as a rubble. Well, guess what? They got oil, they got gold, they got diamonds. They paid off their debt, and they are sitting fat and sassy as we speak. They haven't got unfunded liabilities in any way, shape, or form to the extent that we have them here, which is the reason that people should be paying attention to what David Walker is saying. And what Ron Paul is saying. And because none of these other politicians will dare touch the subject. Not only will they won't dare touch the subject, but they are too afraid to talk about how financially bankrupt the United States is. Because if you are going to admit at the dire financial situation that the United States is in, obviously there's going to be some pain associated with it. And that pain, as David Walker has stated, is going to require widespread cuts in all those special interest welfare programs. And believe it or not, raising taxes severely. I mean, it's something that it's the third rail of politics. These things, Democrats aren't going to speak about it. You may get some airy-fairy Republican talking about trying to regenerate the contract on America in 94, abolish Department of Energy, or abolish Department of Education, or abolish... That's what's going to happen. Government's too big. Look, Jefferson said, I mean, that was his whole theory. That's why he said revolution every 20 years to get rid of the riffraff. Now, when he was talking about a revolution, obviously it was his concept that after a 19-year span, these people had become so corrupted in office and obviously done bad things that the next generation would be at a disadvantage. And so in order to keep each generation with that ultimate American dream that you're going to pass this country on in better shape than what you received it to the next generation, I mean, he understood that. And he was adamant that, that this generation shouldn't be piling its burdens on the generation that's going to come. He said each successive generation should have a clean slate. And, well, they should. But we haven't had that revolution in 200-odd years. No wonder this riffraff is built up to the extent that it is. And it's all a scam. These people have just been skimming off the top for so long. The giant military-industrial complex. It's a $1 trillion-a-year business. It's not going to go away anytime soon. When you've got a business that big, it behooves you to start wars and create conflict. But you don't have to go down with the ship when it sinks. Bye, go. That's up. Time to back up the truck. Hit it once, hit it twice, hit 100 more times. We'll be back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side. I just It's so bizarre. It is. It's one of those bizarre days, especially with all the news stories that we got. Just saw a little scroll at the bottom of the screen. Apparently, a lady in Las Vegas on the strip was emotionally distressed, had a child in her hand, and a knife in the other hand, and went running into oncoming traffic on the strip. Well, the police didn't know what to do about this woman, so they decided the best thing to do when you see a woman with a knife in the middle of traffic on the Sunset Strip, yeah, you got it. They shot her. She died on the way to hospital. She's a girl with a knife. I don't know. The world's going crazy. The Bob Chapman special, good for today, is $10 liberties. These are pre-1933 original, legal, constitutional $10 liberties, equivalent to half an ounce of gold, certified PCGS or NGC. Yours for $399. If you buy 10 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster, which is $129.95 value, and it's a good value as well. So if you want to take advantage of this, and by the way, you know what a good deal this is? For $400, you're getting a half-ounce gold coin. I saw them running it's like an infomercial, and I'm sure they're running it in your neck of the woods, wherever you may be. And I'm not sure the company that's doing it, but the guy standing in front of a vault, it looks all very official. And they are promoting the 1987 $5 constitutional commemorative coin. Now this, my friends, is a quarter ounce of gold. It's $160 worth of gold in the coin. They are selling that for $400. So don't buy those things that you see on those TV. I mean, it looks nice, and they're standing in front of the vault, and he's sitting there with a pile of dollar bills and a pile of gold coins. And yes, this very rare coin can be yours for $400. It's a quarter ounce of gold. Well, I guess somebody's got to pay for the airtime commercial. Well, it looked like a very expensive commercial to make. But don't get caught up in that kind of stuff. Yeah, you can get a half ounce of gold. I mean, if you add it up, you are dealing not only with a coin of rare and unusual value, but you're talking about a coin that's not selling for a large premium over its gold content value. And the fact that it's certified, MS-61, obviously helps when you go to sell it. And as I said, these are a great deal. So that offer, good all day today. If you want to get the free subscription to the Chapman newsletter, comes out twice a month. You can get it either on hard copy or you can get it via email. Just simply give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Be more than happy to take care of you. And yes, let me say, we thank you for your support. For supporting Republic Trading Group, for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow, as usual, guest tomorrow, Charles Carlson. We'll be talking about, yes, that other issue, Christian Zionists. Who are these people? How influential are they? You'll be surprised. So till tomorrow, see you, bye.